Oh, your highness, there you are. I was getting worried. It's not like you to be late for our weekly rides through the Kingswood. Usually you're ready to go before I... Oh, yes, of course, your highness. Please, allow me to help you on your horse. Yes, your highness. My apologies. You are, of course, capable of getting on yourself. I meant no disrespect. Now, if you're all ready, please lead the way, your highness. It really is a lovely day, your highness. Just cloudy enough to be sunny without being overbearing, and a soft, gentle breeze. And the ornamental cherry trees are in full bloom now, covering the trails in a blanket of white and pink petals, like something out of a storybook. Princess, please, we need to talk about what happened two nights ago, and also what didn't happen last night. I know I promised to come to your chambers last night, and I broke that promise, but please, Princess, believe me when I say that I never meant to hurt you. I would never want to be responsible for causing you even the slightest anguish. You know that, right? Please, talk to me, Princess. Yell at me if you wish, but please, just say something. Princess, wait up! Princess, you really shouldn't take off like that. You know you're not meant to leave my sight while... I suppose I deserve that, your highness. I broke a promise to you, to whom I have sworn my honour, and that is something I do not take lightly. I have failed you, and I will do whatever you ask to make amends, even if you ask me to resign as your guardian. I would not blame you if you felt you could no longer trust me. Princess, where are you leading us? Wait, we're at the ruins of the Eastern Watchtower, aren't we? Why are we... Princess, wait. Princess, let me help you dismount before... Princess! It's alright, Princess. I've got you. I've always got you. I'm sorry, your highness. I should not have done that. Why not? Because... Princess, This is never going to work between us. You know that, right? Because, think about it, my love. You are going to be queen someday, and I truly believe that you'll be an exemplary queen, one that the bards will sing about for ages to come, and you deserve so much better than me. Because I'm nothing more than a glorified soldier. Wielding a sword is the only thing I've ever been good for. That evening, when I got caught up in the moment, and I carelessly allowed myself to believe that I could ever be worthy of you. But that was just a foolish dream. Please don't hold yourself back for me, Princess. I'm not worth it. What do you mean? You've heard me say that before? Oh, you mean the last time we were here? Yes, of course I remember that day, Princess. How could I ever forget? We got caught in a sunstorm during our ride. Lightning struck a nearby tree and spooked the horses. I was thrown from my saddle, and when you came down to help me up, they both bolted on us. I landed hard and hurt my leg. You helped me up and supported me as we took shelter under the ruins. By the time the rain stopped, it was starting to get dark and cold, and we were both still soaked. I remember telling you to start heading back to the castle before it got too dark, and before you caught a chill. I told you not to hold yourself back for me. That I wasn't worth it. But you didn't listen then either. You refused to leave me behind. You gathered us some berries and mushrooms while there was still enough light. And you built us a fire after quite a few attempts. And you told me stories to pass the time about ancient heroes and lovers from the old sagas and romances you'd read. You gave me comfort all night until we fell asleep, holding each other for warmth in our wet clothes. The king's search party found us the next morning. I remember how furious your father was when we got back. At you for putting my safety ahead of your own, and at me for allowing it to happen. He wanted to have me dismissed as your guardian, but you wouldn't let him. You advocated on my behalf, and somehow you convinced him. I remember admiring you so much for that, and for everything you did for me that night. It was always an honor to serve you, Princess. But after that moment, it became a privilege. I think that was the moment that I started to fall in love with you. Please, Princess, changes nothing. I beg of you, don't make this harder than it already is. I am simply not good enough for you. You've seen my body. You've seen my scars under candlelight. Trust me, they're even uglier in the light of day. No, Princess. I would never question your judgment. You want to take off my tunic so you can judge for yourself? If that is what you wish of me, Princess. Oh, I see. You're not asking me as my liege, but as my friend. And I can decline if I wish. No, go ahead, Princess. I want you to see just what I am. In broad daylight, if that's what it'll take to convince you. You see, Princess, every scar is a mark of who I am. A sworn soldier with nothing to offer her nation but this body to fight for it, and to die for it, if need be. You want to know about this scar on my arm? Of course. It was a parting gift from an enemy knight at the Battle of Dragon's Crossing. Princess, you really don't need to kiss it. It hasn't hurt for a long time. Oh, this one on my shoulder. I took an arrow during the border skirmishes to the west a few years back. Princess, I told you, you don't need to. On the side of my belly, a spear from when we raided the camp of some bandits that were plaguing. Oh God. Princess, that feels so. No. Princess, please don't look at my back. Yes, those are lashes. 20 of them. I'm afraid those were my own fault. A disciplinary action. Well, I sort of struck a fellow officer with my dagger across his face. He was saying incredibly rude things to me, though. Things not meant for a princess's ears, I'm afraid. Princess! Your tongue going up and down my back. It feels so good. My pants next. Yes, you may. On my lower leg. That's from the jaws of a dire wolf. It latched on and thrashed me around before I managed to unsheath my dirk and... Oh, God. My thigh burns from a fire mage. He went berserk. I had to stop him before. Princess, please stop teasing me like this. You're so close to... Princess, your lovely tongue is between my thighs. Feels so wonderful. But please, can you move just a little higher to that bump that looks like a button? Yes, right there, Princess. What a good, clever girl you are. Yes. Keep going. Just like that. Wait. Princess, hold on for a moment. Please. If we're going to continue like this, I should really lie down on something. Oh, Princess, your cloak. That's so kind of you. Thank you. Alright, I'm ready to continue. If you are as well. That is, you certainly don't have to. Princess. Oh, God. Princess, you're so eager. And it feels so good. Princess, please, can you use your fingers? Just slide your first two fingers into my wet slit. Gently, please, my love. Yes, like that. Oh, God. Now, Princess, move those two fingers like you were trying to tell someone to come hither. Yes, Princess, exactly like that. Please don't stop. Princess, you are such a good girl for me. I love you. I love you so much. Tell me you love me, Princess. Please, Princess, tell me. Tell me I'm worthy of you. Tell me that I deserve you. Please, please, tell me that you'll love me forever. Oh. Oh, thank you, Princess. Oh, God. You're going to make me come, Princess. I'm gonna come all over your beautiful face and hand. I love you, Princess. My body is yours. My heart and soul are yours. Just please, don't stop. Don't ever stop. Princess, please, please kiss me. I want to taste myself on your lips. My love, that was exquisite. Thank you so much. Please, Princess, let's just lie here for a few moments with you on top of me. I'll wrap us together in your cloak. There. Nice and comfortable. Princess, are you sure? I mean, absolutely sure that this is what you want? That I am what you want? Oh, my dearest love. May the gods damn me if I ever doubt or disappoint you again. Is there anything I can do for you, Princess? To make you feel good, that is. You just want me to keep holding you like this, wrapped in your cloak? Of course, my love. We can do this for as long as you like. Yes, my love. At least until they send another search party for us.